Max.
Yes, hi Max. This is Celine from Local Splash Web Services. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine today.
Okay, good.
So I'm sorry. Yesterday it was impossible for me. I transferred the call for today. My apologies. I even forgot.
Oh, no problem. Did we have another appointment set up for today? Because I didn't know about it. But I had called and to find out what was going on. So yeah.
So,
okay,
so
do you have time now to look at this?
I look all of the pictures that you sent me. It's just some of them, the ones that are the cartoons and all of that. We haven't uploaded them, because I wanted to talk with you first, because you sent me on the file that you share with me.
Right.
There are several that are like cartoonish-like, drawings and things like that. You also want me to put those on the website, like to utilize them?
I don't know what you're talking about as far as I see drawings.
Yeah, like drawings that outlaw tree and turf.
Can you hang on a second?
Man,
yeah. What?
Yeah.
I can't hear you, honey. No, I'm on the phone. Sorry about that.
Don't worry.
My wife is calling me.
That's a call that needs to be attended.
What exactly did I send you? I sent you some pictures, right?
Yeah, you sent me once a Google Drive link with pictures of work that also has like some kind of, they look like a cartoon-like, like if we're done by AI or something like that, you know?
I don't think that's what I meant to send you.
That's what I suspected. So I haven't put anything on the website because I wanted to actually verify.
Yeah, good, good. Did you get the brochure?
The brochure, I did got it, right? But it's not kind of a brochure. That's more like a flyer. So
no, the brochure was from outside. It had many pages. It was their brochure for their window, the outside mezzo.
Oh, I see. You're sending it from a different, yeah. No, but let's see.
That's what I like to have on the website.
Because it's just in another image, you just sent me like the first page, and I thought this is more like a flyer.
No, it's got maybe 12, 14 pages. Do you see it?
Yeah, I'm looking at
it
now.
Okay, yeah, good.
Awesome. Okay, so what we would do is actually we will add a page that we will call brochure.
Okay.
And
can you set up links on the, like if I mention that product, then they could click on it and go to the brochure?
So if you, for example, like in content, right?
Right.
In the content of your website, when they are reading it, and if you want to put like an X kind of like meta window,
right. So
you're mentioning
it,
and it would take you to that page. Yeah.
Yeah, under window replacement as an example. Can you go to that page on my website? Window replacement? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wanted you to go to that page so we're on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, right up page. I told you, I'm already there in window replacement.
Okay, so you're on premium window replacement services?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so could we kind of go page by page and change change what I want to change?
For the wording?
Wording and pictures and things like that, yeah. I mean, the pictures that you've used, some of them are very good. It says a lot of things that I would like to correct. That's all, a lot of the wording.
Let me go to the editor.
And do we need to have all of these services, or we can get rid of some of them, right? I mean, I don't want
to
get rid of the keywords, but I want to, you know, just make it a little more streamlined as opposed to all these services.
It is up to you. The keywords are still embedded. Excuse me. I'll
yeah, as long as the keywords stay, you know, I definitely would like to have the keywords, but so like under where it says comprehensive window replacement, first of all, anywhere it says Highland Park in here, you know, Highland Park is one town and it nearby, or it's where I live actually. But I work in an area, you know, in a radius around Highland Park. So I don't want to just focus on Highland Park. So I'd like wherever it says Highland Park in any of the wording, I would like to take it out. Just take Highland Park out.
Okay. So there is one thing with that. We use Highland Park because Google recognized the local, right? So as your Google profile was verified in Highland Park.
Okay.
That's the way that we actually make Google recognize that you are a local from there.
Okay.
So I can either put the county, but it has to be some location repetitive on the side to be crawled. Make sense?
Well, it says, you know, it says in the areas we work in, Highland Park is one of the areas that's highlighted. And that doesn't include all the areas we work in, so.
No, it's like, again, it's to recognize that you are a local from there, so they connect your Google profile to your website.
Okay.
So as I say, instead of actually using Highland Park, we can use the county, you know?
Okay.
Like the county where you are. So.
Yeah, the county in Lake, I'm in Lake County.
Lake County. Okay.
So you can use Lake County or you can use North Shore. Does North Shore get used or does it count or, because I'm actually in two counties. I'm in Lake County and Cook County. So could you put Cook Lake, you know, with a slash or something or I don't know. I just don't want to be so specific to Highland Park.
I understand.
I mean, my location is Highland Park, so you know, it says on at the bottom, Vinyl Window Max, Highland Park, Illinois. I mean, that says Highland Park.
I see, as I say, because that's the part where Google recognizes, again, Google wants you to be local, right?
Right.
So,
right, I'm in Highland Park, correct.
Exactly. So the other alternative I have, it would be to actually use, instead of Highland Park, Lake County, which is the county where you are placed on.
Right. So, yeah, Lake County is fine. I mean, actually, I'm in Cook County also. Lake County, my office is in Lake County, but I work in Lake County and Cook County, just to let you know.
Okay, so which one would you prefer? Because putting two, it will make it messy, I can tell you. Because that's in content. So
Lake County's good.
Lake County,
But I'm like kind of right on the dividing line between Lake and Cook. So I go work in Lake County, I go work in Cook County. So, but all the, you know, on the one page, and I forget which one it is, it talks about where we're located. Is that in the home, on the home page? Yeah, if you scroll down, it says, you know, proudly serving Arlington Heights, Buffalo Grove, Deerfield, Glenview, Highland Park.
It tells you all the areas that you serve.
Yeah. Right. That's not all the areas I served, but that's the ones they allowed me to put in. They only allowed me, I think, 10.
I know.
Yeah. So, but Highland Park's in there. So Highland Park is mentioned. And then my address says it's Highland Park. So is that enough?
Yeah, as you said, I do recommend it to have it on the content. Again, the more that you name it, the faster Google actually relates to you. But
right.
It is always up to you because we do keep it on the keywords, we keep it on the SEO.
To relate to me, but I don't want people just to think we work in Highland Park. Because that's what I get out of it when I read it. You know, I keep reading about Highland Park.
Okay, so one thing that we can do actually is remove the location from the content. So content will need to be redo to remove the location from there and just keep it on those places of the website that we keep for your contact info, the public serving areas, and just little spaces where we put it. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get the maximum use from Google or get, you know, as identified by them as possible, but I just don't want people to think when they're reading everything that it's, it seems like they work just in Highland Park.
I see. That would be my advice.
It says under expert services, trust your Highland Park experts. That's okay. Because we're from Highland Park, that's fine. But we're, you know, other places it says, you know, more specifically, it seems like, you know, I don't know if we should leave it the way it is to make it better, I would do that. But if it doesn't matter, I would prefer to take Highland Park out of a lot of the,
I have not said that it doesn't matter. I say that it's up to you. We keep it on the keywords. But the more that we can emphasize on that, the higher the chances.
Okay, so let's leave that alone for now. And if I see it where it really bothers me, I'll let you know. But can we just go down all the services and page by page and just change whatever I need to change?
Yes.
Okay.
So we were
so
in
the
window
first one is window installation, right?
Okay.
Let me see. I keep getting knocked out by these pop-ups. Okay. So the installation one, professional installation services for long-lasting home efficiency in Highland Park. See, that I don't like because that makes it seem like we just work in Highland Park. So I would like to take that out.
How about
professional window services for Lake County or professional window services for, or we could just say professional window services and then they can scroll down and, you know, and then we can talk about understanding window installation and its benefits. There's a lot of wording in this on this website. Is that necessary?
The more
words, the better?
No, not necessarily the more words. It's just there is a minimum character count for SEO, which is 1,300 characters. So, in Google,
I probably have that on one page. Is that for each page?
I know.
The whole word
website?
Each page.
No. Each page of the website.
Oh, okay. So we don't want to be cutting a lot of stuff out. Okay.
No, exactly.
So is it the more pages, the better? So if I remove these pages, is that going to affect it?
It might affect you if you are removing pages that are important, of course. But the more, the better. Because remember, look at us from your perspective as a consumer, right? So you're looking for this. In a website, myself, I will not be reading pages. I will be looking homepage, do you have the service that I want, and I will go to your gallery to see your work.
Right.
That's all
what
I care. You
know?
So from a consumer point of view.
Okay. Well, what I'd really like to focus on is that brochure that I gave you. And have that as a link. So we can leave the professional window installation services for long-lasting efficiency and just take out Highland Park in that on that page, please.
Yeah.
So long-lasting efficiency, that's it. And not in Highland Park. Okay?
Okay.
And then on this page, I would like to include something about my installers because they're the most important part.
Okay. What would you like to
include? So I'd like to say, I use the same crews I've used for over 20 years. So if we could do that in like bold somewhere, that would be great.
Trying to see.
And then below.
Okay, I think that it would be.
Go ahead.
I think that would be best in the first block. On the standard window installation and his benefits. On the second paragraph of that, where it says beyond energy saving, professional install windows prevent. Sorry, I have my son next to me, planning for attention. Apologies.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry,
right there.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just I have my younger son is next to me. So I apologize. He's autistic.
Okay.
He doesn't understand that my mic's working. So my apologies.
Okay, no problem. So,
as I said, for the beyond energy savings, professional install windows prevent water damage. It's just I'm trying to look in that paragraph to put. Have you been using the same tool for 20 years?
Yeah, or you can get rid of understanding window installation and its benefits and just instead put, the same crews for, we use the same crews for over 20 years.
Ah, okay.
That sound good?
We're over. Yes. Okay. Let's see how it looks. What I did was actually I removed that subtitle, that's what I call it, so using the same window installation crew for over 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Instead of understanding window installation and benefit?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So I'm publishing. Now that changed, so you can see it on your end. This is going super slow here.
So do I need to refresh?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that looks great. Okay. And you took out Highland Park. That's very good. Thank you so much. Using the same
one
group for over 20 years. Okay, that's perfect. Now going down, I really don't want to change anything else necessarily, although it does say in protected in Highland Park. Can you just take out in Highland Park on the next, on that one paragraph under safe distinctive features?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And
okay. You see where that is?
Yeah.
Okay, great, thanks. Oh, and it also underneath it says installing windows isn't just about appearance, it's about lasting protection and value in Highland Park. Can you take it out in Highland Park there?
Yeah.
So that would be two places.
Okay, so I also remove on the third block the Highland Park.
Okay. Okay.
And so if you refresh, you can see it.
Yeah, no, I see. I don't see it now. Okay, perfect. So you took it out in two places.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, going down to where that window's tilted in, comprehensive window solution, saving for your homes. Suit Highland Park's climate. I'm going to just suit the climate.
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
Okay, can you take that out, please?
Any climate.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that has been done.
Okay. And okay. Okay, that service looks great. All right. The window replacement. Premium window replacement, services for lasting home efficiency and value. Comprehensive window replacement solutions. Here's where I would like to add the products that I sell. So I don't know if you want to just take out one of these entire paragraphs. I don't know if that's going to affect our word count.
We could actually
character count.
If you send me the products, because you want to make a list of them.
Yeah, I think just like four. You want me to tell you what it is? Can you write it down?
Yeah.
Type it in?
It's more for me, because what I'm thinking is to not have an effect on the word count. If you, we create like the product name and a little description, blurb is called, and a little description of it, right?
Well, all I want to say about the particular products is what kind of material they're made of. And as an example, what I would say is, you know, we feature vinyl windows from Alside, or the mezzo window from Alside. That's the brochure I sent you. So that's the window I specialize in or focus on. So I would say we feature that window. And then if we can have a link, When we say the words mezzo from Alside, Alside, that would be highlighted as a link to go to that window, and then you could go to the brochure. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that's.
So it would link to the brochure on the website. And then the other windows, I would say we also offer Pella wood windows, Marvin fiberglass windows, Anderson Fibrex composite windows. So that would be it. Those are the windows we sell. And eventually, maybe we could do links to their brochures. But most importantly is the link to the brochure for the window I show and sell and demonstrate. And that's the outside window.
That is the brochure that you sent me.
That's the brochure we have. I sent you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's just, I'm more concerned about the word count in the...
Do you have so...
Because we can add
too many
always.
Words? So. Can you have too many words or you can't have...
No, I don't want this to go short. So,
to go short. Well, can
exactly.
you just add it?
I mean, I can add. So that's what I'm thinking. It's actually adding a block to have our product. You know?
And can you make it bold? I mean, not necessarily larger fonts, but just bold? Because that's what I would like to draw people's attention to is the other products we sell, because we don't only sell vinyl windows. This whole thing is very focused on vinyl windows. Even though it's my name, I do sell other products, and probably 50% of my business is other products. So I don't want to neglect and make people think that all we do is vinyl. Confusing?
No, it's just, again, I'm listening to you. It's just I'm trying to figure out how to place it on the website.
I know. It's like, this is like Greek to you. So you're learning like a new language with this window thing.
Yeah. I just know that the window has a glass. That's as far as I go. Okay? That's my limitation.
Yeah.
So, okay. Because I do have another phone call that is established in 7 minutes.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So.
Yeah, because we're only.
What
on
I would like.
Two.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, do me a big favor, Max, and send me the four products. Where we're going to put it. We're going to put it on window replacement page. I know.
Where do I send it?
To websites.
Website? Yeah.
Yeah, at localsplash.com.
Oh, yeah, where I sent it before.
Oh, exactly.
No, I have that. So I'll send that. I'll just write down what the products and the, you know, it's very simple. The name of the product and the type of framing that I want to use for that product. So.
Of course.
Okay.
And if you want to add anything to the rest of the pages or take it away, let me know. So because then I can
send that in writing also, so you have that, and we can spend less time on the phone. So
it's mostly because I would love to be able to stay for an hour, but they establish phone calls like every 30 minutes. So I do apologize for that.
Can we schedule another phone call, and in the meantime, I'll send you this stuff.
Schedule
one for, you know, tomorrow or Friday, or what's tomorrow, Friday?
Tomorrow is Friday.
Have any availability tomorrow?
Tomorrow I am available at 12 Pacific.
12,
Standard.
Okay, so let's plan to 12, and can we do like an hour, plan an hour?
12 is my Pacific time, so you are, Illinois, you are Central or Eastern? Eastern.
I am in Central.
3 hours.
Yeah, so that would be
Central,
two.
2 hours ahead, two. Yeah.
Two to three?
Yeah, I can put it there for
2 to 3.
Okay.
Great. So I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. In the meantime, I will send you in a little while some changes that I would like to see,
perfect.
ASAP.
All right. Great.
Well,
thank you so much, Max, especially for your understanding.
Right.
I do appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks. But if you're not going to be able to make it, can you text me ahead of time?
Yes.
Okay,
also, I'm gonna send it via email. Okay.
Okay.
The
Thank
link.
You.
So, you know, if by any reason I'm not able to make it, I will reschedule and you get that email. You know.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Max.
All right. Okay. Bye bye.
Have a great day. Bye.